So it's been I feel like a little while since I recorded a podcast. So I kind of just, I felt like recording, man. I'm driving right now to go and do some gutter estimates. It's Sunday afternoon. It's like beautiful out here. Yeah. I figured I could just unpack some stuff. I don't really know what, but just kind of wherever the Holy Spirit would lead. We had an awesome thing this weekend with the Young Adults Weekend at Lake Geneva in Alexandria. It was cool. People came from a long ways away to come to that. I mean, people were coming from other states. A lot of people came from the cities, like 2 hours away. People were coming from way up north. Like, it was a banging Holy Spirit, Jesus, God the Father, deeper intimacy event, man. Like, like, it was just awesome, man. Like, last night was the last session that we all went to. There was another one this morning, but there was a bunch of us that, some that had to be at church, but otherwise we just wanted to be at Reach Church for Sunday service. And, but man, last night was just awesome. Like, we had a 4-hour service at Lake Geneva, and, it was all young people, man, and we were just tearing it up. It was awesome. Like, we danced our butts off, man, and people were just getting free. Like, it was healing. Like, you could see how the dancing can just be so healing for people. And it was beautiful, man. Like, I was seeing all of my friends from the Reach Church start dancing, like some of them that I'd never seen dance really before, and it was so good. Theo just jumps up on stage with another guy and plays. They were just up there just dancing on the stage, like, oh my God, this is amazing. And all the girls were just getting it. I just went over at the end, I gave them all bones, like a fist bump, right? And just warmed my heart, the whole thing. I'm like, this is awesome, man. Like, we're made to be in a good relationship with the Lord. In a thankful relationship with the Lord. We're made to be praising and worshiping, man. Constantly. We're made to just flood our minds on purpose with thanksgiving. Like, it's just good, man, and it's a choice. And I think this weekend, not just our group from the Reach Church, but a lot of people, man, like, I think they came out of that different. That's good, man. A lot of people that you could tell they just been going through it, different stuff, messed up relationships, drugs, going after money, and God just totally rolled up and started setting some things straight, man. And it's amazing. Like, every plan he has for our life is good. It's beautiful. It's not ugly. It doesn't suck. Like, he's a good father, man. Not a boring father. Not a burdensome father. Man. And I feel like this whole weekend really just encouraged people back into the secret place with God. Like, dude, this is how we fight our battles. This is where it happens. This is the battlefield right here, man. And the way we are when nobody else is around, like, that's who we are. Yeah. And we got a bunch of people that walked out of that event, man, and they're gonna be different when nobody else is around now. Have a lot of people not masturbating and not drinking and not sleeping around and not spending all their time looking at the stock market and working themselves to death, and now they're going to be worshiping and praying and giving thanks, man. Like, it's just good. I feel like less of a weirdo after this weekend. There was a guy preaching. His name's Micah Mack. Micah McDonald, I think. And he's really intense. And like, sometimes, you know, I feel like I'm freaking people out. face to face, and also through media, you know. And after this weekend, I'm like, okay, I'm on the right track. It's just a little strange to people sometimes, but that's okay. So it's good, man. It's really good. And I just think God wants to bring us all into that place where it's like, other people might think it's weird, but we're just like right on, and we're just walking. We're walking godly, and like, we know Him. And sometimes we might come off a little bit crazy because of that. Because we've got a ridiculous amount of joy, because we've got just a look in our eyes that's concerning to the enemy. So if you come across some people, whether they're church people or not, that are agreeing with the enemy in some areas of their life, and you're not agreeing with the enemy at all, there's a look on your face that will be concerning to them. It's real, man. And even just, what's his name? Josiah. Pastor Josiah. He's a good dude. I got to talk with him and his wife. And they kind of helped with putting this whole thing together, too. And the look on that guy's face during worship, you know, and I mean, really, just in general, if people didn't know about Jesus, they would think he's on drugs. I think about Pastor Jay, too, at the Church in the Pines. You know, if people didn't know anything about Jesus, you know, and they had a different background, you know, they take one look at him and think he's on something. But he is. It's just the presence of the Lord. makes you strange to the world, right? So yeah, it's a really good weekend, man. There was a bunch of people there from Rochester that I saw, and I went to the Rochester Assembly of God Church once when I was down there working in the fall. This would have been in October or something, September, October, and so I recognized all these guys, and I was only there one time, and I'm like, what in the world? And we started talking, and I was like, oh, that's what it was. I went to one of your guys' Wednesday night worship deals, so I knew all these young adults that were there, and it was just kind of funny. Man, I got to have some real talks with people. There was a guy, his girlfriend died. Like, he's 24, she was probably around the same age, right? And out of nowhere, his girlfriend, he was dating her for like 8 months, just died in a car accident. And this happened less than a month ago, I think. And this guy just totally opened up to me, and was just, we talked about some real stuff, and I got to just encourage him, man, and like, like, we're so made to function together as the body of Christ. We're so made to be living life together. It's beautiful, man. It really is. Yeah. What else were we going to talk about? Oh, there was a guy today. I was in the line at Jimmy John's, and this guy two cars back gets out and starts yelling at the guy that was one car back right behind me. And I'm just right away, I felt like I'm like, I gotta go talk to this guy. And then after I talked to him, I thought of all the cool Holy Spirit things I could have said, but I didn't think of them first. So I when I pulled up to the drive-thru, I told the guy, I'm like, hey, get ready to call the cops. I'm like, I don't know how this is going to go. I'm going to go try and cast some demons out of this guy and get him born again. And the Jimmy John's guy just looks at me like, he starts laughing. He's like, okay. And so I pull off to the side, and then I go over there. And I was like, hey, man, is everything okay? And he was kind of like, whoa. He was like taken back, you know, like I startled him. He's like, yeah, man. He's like, this dude, he was cussing. He's like, this effing dude in front of me just pulled in front of me in the drive-thru line. He cut in line. I was like, oh, yeah, man. I felt like you were scaring people, so I want to make sure everything was okay. And he was like, yeah, I'm good. And I was like, well, God bless you, man. Have a good day. And then afterwards, I'm like, man, I should have just walked over there and been like, man, you need Jesus. God loves you, man, and he loves people, and he would never do anything like you just did. And I want you to know that even though you did that, his heart for you is the same. So if I could have thought of that first, that would have been nice. But I felt so much adrenaline. I didn't know. I'm like, if this guy's on drugs, he's going to try and fight me or something. Yeah. Gosh, there's so many trees down around here. We had tornadoes, dude, recently. And I'm not in Alexandria now. I'm kind of by Morris, but so it's 45 minutes, an hour away, something like that. And it was wild going out there and seeing the damage that it does. Like, I'd never seen that in person, the damage that a tornado does. And we went out there right after it all happened, and there's houses just in pieces, like nothing left. And it's just crazy, man. Like, people's whole house just gone. Like, that gets you thinking, man. Like, in America, like, the belief is, like, we're going to work hard, we're going to go to college, we're going to get a good job, make a bunch of money, or we're going to start a business, and we're going to make a bunch of money, we're going to get a family, we're going to have kids, we're going to have a house, we're going to do this, and it all has to be done in this time frame, otherwise you're not, there's something wrong with you. And tornado can just roll up and boom, there goes your house. Even if you got insurance, where are you going to go? It makes you think, man. Like, the stuff in this world, it's all breakable. We live here where the moth and the rust can get it. Or the tornadoes. And man, like, I keep thinking about God's love as a father, and how, like, that was the thing that actually got me. Like, that was the thing that actually was like, whoa, and like got me to know him. It's beautiful, man. I hope I drive in the right direction here. I don't really know where I'm going now. They got signs out here. That's perfect. But, man, like, that makes the difference. Like, his love as a father, like, knowing he loves us, like, he's not far away, he's close, he wants us, he likes the sound of our voice, he likes saying your name. Like, that's beautiful, man. And I'm like, God, I just want, whenever I say somebody else's name, I want the tone in my voice to be your tone. Like, whenever I speak to somebody, God, I want it to be the way that you would speak to them. It's beautiful, man. Like, he loves us so much. He likes spending time with us. He likes talking with us. He likes exchanging in conversation with us. It's so good, man. Gosh, they have buildings just level here as well. That's crazy, man. These guys lost a whole building. It was a business, so they're millionaires. They got a huge business, it looks like, but still. Yeah. I don't know if I got anything else, you guys. I'm just excited, man, about life. And went to this class yesterday. We had, I think it was just one like breakout session where we had different things that we did, different classes we could go to. And there was one on finance stuff and investing in real estate, and there was another one on saying no, boundaries, and there was another one on singleness and dating. And I went to the singleness and dating one, and we actually had a bunch of people from Reach go to that. Almost wish the guys would have went to that instead of the real estate one. But they didn't. They went, and they learned some good stuff. I think they were where they were supposed to be. But I went to the singleness and dating one, and it was like just really good. And like talking about how that season of I should probably stop recording pretty soon here, so that way I know where I'm going. But how that season of singleness, you know, how we are in that season is how we're gonna be when we're married. And talking about like marry or date the person for the way they are now, not for what they could be. And that's important, man. And the guy said that, and he's like, you know, and as a follower of Christ, I really just like to see the best in people and think the best. And we all laugh. And it's true, though, man, because, like, we can see where God wants to take people, and we can see the potential in their life and the way that they really are, even if they're not really that way that much yet. And we want to, you know, believe that God's changing things, but you know what I'm saying. God, these guys had a sign just leveled. That's crazy. A huge metal sign. Like giant posts in the ground just took it out with the wind. These guys have metal all over their fields. There's boats tipped over. This is crazy. Really crazy, man. All over the place. I don't know if it was tornadoes out here, if it was just wind, but I don't know how you do that without a tornado. What are we talking about? Something with dating, man. But that class was awesome. It's really, really awesome. Oh yeah, that the whole thing about seeing the best in people. Yeah, and it's like, man, we gotta see the value in our own life and how we're actually doing and what we're worth, and be really aware of like how healthy our walk is. Because like sometimes the enemy, he always, right, wants to convince us, like, when we're in a healthy spot, that we're not in a healthy spot. That's why, like, if I've got people trying to, like, convince me that I'm not okay, like, when I know I'm okay, like, I'll just cut those people out of my life. For real. It's not a joke. Like, there's a belief out there, too, this is kind of separate but similar, that like we've always got to have issues, we've always got to have sin stuff that we're dealing with, and that's not of the Lord. That's not the finished work of the cross. If that's the finished work of the cross, then Jesus didn't have to come. We could just be under the law and we could be out sacrificing animals. But because he came, man, we get to live free. Not to say like we don't have the ability to sin, but we get to live free from sin to where we're not thinking about it. Where if we do mess up, we're like, whoa, that's not me, that's not who I am. Turn things around and we get back up and we keep going. By the power of the Holy Spirit, man. By our own faith. Like, it's awesome. I think that's it. I'm ready to sleep, I think. I'm ready to get a Sunday nap in. I was going to go do something else after this, but I don't know if that's going to happen. So, God bless you guys. If you listen to this and this was impactful to you, I never really say this, but I've been starting to some, because I think it's important. If you listen to this and this was helpful to you, like the Holy Spirit was like revealing truth to you, and this was was edifying. Share it with some other people who you think this would be good for. I really don't market this very much. I never really even felt like I should. I just feel like I'm more just documenting what the Lord's doing, what I'm seeing happen. So if you feel like there's someone you should share this with or any of these episodes, you go for it. Do it. Because I really believe that, like, God can change lives with this. And I'm so used to it now after doing, like, basically hundreds of episodes, right? But I know that people hearing this for the first time could really, like, God could really rock their world and just bring them in deeper. Show them what it looks like to walk in deeper. So, God bless you guys.